97 coming to terms and goodbye. An atheist faces his own death by Michael Lee Johnson. Wait until I have to say goodbye. Don't rush. I'm a philosophical professor facing my own death on my own time. It takes longer to rise to kick the blankets back. I take my pills with water and slowly lift myself out of bed to the edge of my walker. Living to age 97 is an experience I share with my caretaker, and so hard to accept. It's hard for youngsters who have not experienced old age to know the psychology of pain. That you can't put your own socks on or pull your own pants up without help anymore. Thank God for suspenders. At a certain point, there's no reason to be concerned about death. When you die, no problem, there's nothing. But why, in my loneliness, teeth stuck in with denture clue, my daily pillbox complete, and my wife, Leslie Josephine, gone for years, why does it haunt me? I can't orchestrate, play PhD anymore. My song lyrics is running out, my personality framed in a gentler state of mind. I still think it necessary to figure out the patterns of death. I just don't know why. There must be something missing from this argument. I wish I knew. Don't push me. Please wait. Soon is enough to say goodbye. My theater life, now shared. My last play, coming to this final curtain. I give you grace, the king of swing. The voice of Benny Goodman is silent now. An act of humanity passes. No applause.